This is St. Louis Public Radio. As children turn into teenagers, they naturally want to stay up longer and wake up later. Doctors say a good night's sleep is important for teens to grow up healthy. But some schools in St. Louis start just after 7 a.m. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports, parents are pushing school districts to push back the start of school.
Middle schoolers shuffle out of their parents' cars through the winter dark and into the bright light of the McKinley School Building in St. Louis. It's 6:40 in the morning. School starts at 7:10. Lisa Manzo-Preston is a mom of one of those McKinley middle schoolers. They live just 3 minutes from the school on Russell Boulevard. If her 13-year-old daughter took the bus, she'd have to be outside and ready at 6:03 a.m.
That's impossible for us. That's absolutely not something we're able to do because just her level of exhaustion and her inability to wake up in the morning.
She's part of a parent group lobbying St. Louis Public Schools to push back these early morning school bells so teens get more of the sleep doctors say they need. Eric Landsness is a parent in that group who also happens to be a sleep physician. He says teens' biological clocks want to stay up until midnight.
This is why our kids are so sleep deprived. They want to go to bed at 1 in the morning, but they have to get up at 6 in the morning to the school by 7.
National Sleep and Pediatric Medical Associations are in favor of later school start times. California heeded that advice and passed a law this fall that nearly all middle and high schools can start no earlier than 8:30. In the St. Louis region, Rockwood, Afton, and Maplewood-Richmond Heights have all pushed back the first bell in recent years by 20 to 50 minutes. District officials say their students arrive for school more attentive and ready to learn. Moving back the start of the school day is more complicated than it may sound. Right now, buses bring kids to St. Louis Public Schools in three waves. SLPS Superintendent Kelvin Adams says changing bus routes so all schools start after 8 a.m. would be expensive.
We run 276 buses right now. We would literally have to run, I think, close to 700 buses. And I don't even know that we have the ability to do so.
Adams says the district is open to working with the parents to study ways to adjust bus and school schedules. Until then, Manzo-Preston says she limits her daughter's after-school activities so she gets to bed early enough to wake up on time the next morning. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.